And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Lulu 103.5 Traffic. It's for Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $15 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. We've got a couple of ongoing problems in Surrey this morning. Looks like we still have crews on the scene of the crash, 32nd and 194th. That's eastbound delays there. And that's the only major problem right now. Drive safely this morning. Tried Knix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Knix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Center, or shop online anytime at knix.ca. We've got sunshine ahead today. Just another beautiful day. The high will be 22 at the water, 28 inland right now, 15 degrees.
Move 103.5, so what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
Well, it was one hot weekend around British Columbia on the lower mainland, the hottest spot, Maple Ridge, with a temperature of 89 degrees Fahrenheit, 30 degrees Celsius. That breaks a 100-year-old record. At noon, there'll be a news conference to talk about the summer forecast and firefighting plans in British Columbia. The province is currently dealing with 70 blazes, two of which are categorized as wildfires of note. Tragedy in North Vancouver, an 11-year-old child dead, another in hospital in critical condition after a boat crash at Kate's Park in Deep Cove. Mounties say the kids were hit by a speedboat while being towed on an inner tube on a busy hot day off the park. The driver of the speedboat has been taken into custody. Speed and alcohol may have played a role in the crash. North Vancouver RCMP are asking for any witnesses to the deadly accident to come forward. South of the border, U.S. President Donald Trump has deployed the National Guard in Los Angeles in response to what he calls violence by protesters opposed to his immigration crackdown. Stanley Cup finals resume in Florida as the defending champion Panthers host the Oilers in Game 3. Edmonton won the opening game. Panthers bounce back to take Game 2 in double overtime. And do you lock your door when you're just running out for a quick errand? About 25% of us say we do, but some of us lock up no matter how long we'll be gone, even if we're just stepping outside to check the mail.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
We have a $300 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card to give away in just a few minutes with Secret Shopper. You want that gift card? You have to figure out who our famous secret shopper is. That's on the way. Also music from NSYNC. First, though, it is Ed Sheeran on Move.
They say we can do it our way, and if love's just just a game. Come and play.
Is the Nat and Drew Show.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain with or without you. Hey.
A $300 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card to give to, hopefully you, if you can figure out who our secret shopper is. It's a famous person. They don't want to be recognized. We've disguised their identity. Who is our secret shopper?
Your job is to make sure that everyone has a good night and you usher people through the evening. That is, like, for me, fun, hard work, but I really enjoy it.
So there are some clues in what the person is saying, obviously. Who is the secret shopper? Do you think you know?
Caller 25, we start with you. 604-280-1035 for your shot at a $300 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card. Solve the mystery this morning. Shopper this morning, solve the mystery and win a $300 gift card to Shoppers Drug Mart that you can spend on all the fun things that Shoppers Drug Mart has to offer. Sheila is in Surrey, and Sheila, you get to guess first. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I actually kind of missed it. I always find this game so hard when I listen. So
it's okay. We're gonna, we're gonna play it for you again. So we're gonna play.
Okay.
Unless you want to just, I would assume you want to take a guess, right?
I definitely will take a guess after I hear it.
Of course, of course. So here is the secret shopper.
Your job is to make sure that everyone has a good night and you usher people through the evening. That is, like, for me, fun, hard work, but I really enjoy it.
Okay, Sheila, who is the secret shopper?
Oh my God. Did they say everyone has a good night?
Mm-hmm.
And what after that? Can I hear it one more time?
I'm sorry, I can't do that, Sheila.
Oh, my God. So everyone has a good night?
Yeah, that's their job.
Oh, my God.
I need a guess. Three?
It's their job?
Well, no.
Oh, my God.
Sheila, I'm going to give you three. Please say somebody. Two. Say anybody,
oh,
Sheila.
Oh, my God. Is it George Clooney?
No, it is not George Clooney. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. All right, we move on to Diane in Delta. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to play our secret shopper for you again. Here we go. Listen.
Okay.
Your job is to make sure that everyone has a good night and you usher people through the evening. That is, like, for me, fun, hard work, but I really enjoy it.
All right, hard work, but they really enjoy it. It's a fun night.
Diane, you know what? I'm just going to wing it and say Ellen DeGeneres.
Not Ellen DeGeneres.
I haven't a clue.
All right. Thank you, Diane. Let's move on to Leslie in Fort Moody. Good morning, Leslie.
Hi.
Hi. Do you want to just take a guess?
This one's a tough one.
It is.
I'm just going to say, is it Jimmy Kimmel?
No, it is not Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
Thank you, Leslie. Let's go on to Monica here.
Cynthia.
Yes. Hi, Monica. Monica in Langley. Do you need to hear it one more time?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, who is it, Monica?
Cynthia Erivo.
Cynthia Erivo. It is Cynthia Erivo. Talking about hosting the Tonys.
Your job is to make sure that everyone has a good night and you usher people through the evening. That is, like, for me, fun, hard work, but I really enjoy it.
The Tonys went last night and Cynthia was hosting and she just kicked it off too. Her opening number, of course, was insane. Just amazing. And for you, for knowing that, Monica, you've got the $300 Shoppers Drug Mart gift card. It's the family and friends event at Shoppers Drug Mart. Get 20% off almost all regular price merchandise. 2 days only, tomorrow and Wednesday, June 11th. Have so much fun using that gift card, Monica.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll do it again. We got Secret Shopper again this time tomorrow morning on Move.
Real friends.
Real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
La, 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 la.
More heart.
More love.
La, 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 la.
You.
More pride.
iHeartRadio is Canada's number one streaming app for radio,
including iHeartPride Canada,
with nothing but pride hits and party anthems,
plus personalized and curated playlists like Back in the Day Pride.
Take pride with you anytime,
anywhere.
Ask your smart speaker to play iHeartPride Canada.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes autopay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Did you know that Shania was performing in nightclubs when she was like 8? Truly shocking. Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced, very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to xrove.ca. That's xrove.ca.
xrove.ca. xrove.ca. I'll see you there.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of money being sucked out of our home. Time to upgrade our windows, doors, and insulation.
That sounds expensive.
What's expensive is paying for heating and cooling that just leaks outside. With high-efficiency upgrades, we'll use less energy, which could help reduce overall greenhouse gas emissions. Plus, we'll save money with FortisBC's rebates.
Rebates? Did you hear that?
Visit fortisbc.com/rebates to discover all our go ahead
rebates
to help conserve energy in your home. Energy for a better BC.
Details.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC real estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with 7 winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline this Friday.
Call 604-648-4376 or visit heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit.
It's Canada's turn on F1's World Tour of Speed.
Side by side!
This is Formula One at its absolute finest.
It's a hat-trick of wins for Max Verstappen in Montreal!
The Canadian Grand Prix, Sunday, June 15th on TSN and CTV.
Everyone loves an easy call, like shopping local, because local businesses build community, create Canadian jobs, and strengthen the BC economy. At VanCity, our communities are at the heart of everything we do. That's why, for a limited time, new VanCity EnviroVisa cardholders get 5% back in rewards points when they shop local. Together, we can support local businesses and make a difference. Join VanCity and help your community thrive. Shop local and bank with VanCity. It's an easy call. Visa terms and conditions apply.
Color is a language.
Color is a language.
Blue speaks of youth, sincerity, truth, and spirituality. It speaks of the heights of the heavens and the depths of the sea.
A blue diamond would look fabulous in your engagement ring.
The color of your diamond announces who you are.
Red is the color of fire and life, energy and determination. But mostly it speaks of passion.
What about pink?
Soft, light, and quiet red. Pink is the color of romance, joy, sexuality, and love.
Pink diamond is lovely and exotic.
What does yellow mean, Sarah?
Yellow is sunshine, happiness, and light-hearted energy. Yellow is spontaneous and cheerful.
Is yellow the kind of color that would buy a sailboat and sail around the world?
Maybe.
Created in the heart of a miniature star, Spence has diamonds that are pink, yellow, and blue.
Which is the color for you?
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
At White Spot, we're proud to be BC's spot to celebrate Dad and his epic stories. There's no better place for Dad to gather the family for some great food and a nostalgic tale. Like when Dad rocked a mullet and shredded the streets on his BMX. Or how he got the high score at the local arcade. How about when he mastered swapping CDs in his Discman without leaving a single scratch? And yes, no one wore the matching family tracksuit quite like Dad. We hear you, Dad. You're legendary. White Spot. We'll see you soon.
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. Starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders and Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll!
Super Team Canada! New series, stream now! Only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have a stall in Surrey. Highway 17 westbound at Tannery. The Tannery exit on Painted Gore. So we've got some problems there, definitely. In Langley, Highway 1 eastbound at 216th, there's a traffic pattern change. The HOV lane ends and merges right into the left lane. Heads up on that. Smart buys this week at Price Smart Foods. Frozen Pacific White Shrimp, easy peel, 26 to 30 pieces, just $7.29 each. Visit their new Broadway or King's Crossing stores, now open. We've got sunshine ahead today, 23, 24 at the water, 28 inland right now, 15 degrees.
Imagine you're just, you know, getting married and like all of a sudden Taylor Swift is there. Well, that happened at a wedding in Knoxville, Tennessee. We'll have the details and what's trending after Rihanna on Move.
Good.
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. The concert kickoff with Snoop Dogg set a record.
What's trending?
Snoop performed in front of a packed BC place on Saturday for the Lions season opener against Eskimo. In total, 52,837 fans were there. That was his hit with that he did with Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa obviously was not there, but Snoop was there and he stayed a long time. Aaron was also there.
Yes,
Aaron
was
there. Huge, very well known, huge Snoop fan.
Kind of do love Snoop. You know, come on, Martha Stewart, the Olympics, his support of women athletes, female athletes. Yeah, he's pretty cool. The music, of course, was fantastic. I can't believe you found a clip, though, that was appropriate to play.
Yes, there were lots of F-bombs.
So many. I could not believe it.
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
He actually stayed a little bit longer as well than when 50 Cent performed at the concert kickoff last year. 50 famously, like, was there, did the songs, and literally got on a jet and left.
Boo.
And Snoop didn't. He stayed, and he signed some autographs, and he threw some footballs around as well.
It was the best. So it was the best night ever, right? BC Lions, home opener, beautiful night. City's just alive. The roof has been retracted, so it's just, you feel like you could be anywhere in the world. It was so incredible. They win. The Lions come back and win, and the whole thing's kicked off by Snoop Dogg. Yeah, and he was just, yeah, the concert was amazing. He played a lot of hits. He played much longer than I thought he would, actually. Then he rifled a bunch of footballs into the crowd, and they were so good. And I looked up after why the throws were so good. He played.
Yeah.
Of course he played.
Yeah, he coaches football, too.
Yes, he does. He supports little people, young people playing in L.A.
Taylor Swift was a surprise wedding guest at Travis Kelce's cousin's wedding in Tennessee. Guests at the wedding say they were surprised that Taylor was there. So it's Travis's cousin, and I guess maybe they were a late... I'm not sure whether they did an RSVP right away or whether it was one of those things where they asked, you know, the couple not to tell guests that Taylor would be coming, but
right,
they did show up and they stayed for the full wedding. And then, of course, there's been a lot of photos that have been circulating online about, you know, like what she was wearing. Her dress was about $2,000, just so you know.
It was darling.
It was a really cute dress and certainly not the most expensive thing that you can wear in the designer world.
Nope.
And then she did have a ring on her finger that people were freaking out about, but it was on the right hand. And so
she just slipped it over to the other hand.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
this
is what you guys always say. Sammy's also making noises over here.
Come on.
And then she was drinking wine. I know there was some speculation earlier that, like, oh, maybe she's not drinking right now. She was drinking wine. So.
One glass. She had one glass.
No, I bet she was at the bar. Shots. I don't think she's pregnant. I don't think they're getting married yet. I don't think they're engaged.
I think all those things.
I know you do.
Yeah. She's got a baby in her tummy.
She's got a secret.
Her finger.
She's drinking because she's already had a secret baby and they've already, secretly married the whole bit.
Don't make it ugly.
Stop making it ugly.
Secret baby.
No secret. I didn't say it was a secret baby that she's ashamed of.
Okay.
It's just a secret baby that she doesn't want to share with the world yet.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
You my winning. It's like 25 the lives that you bust out of prison. Something's in the air. Something's in the air. It's like that feeling when you're just about to kill it. Take your last shot, you know you're gonna hit it. Something's in the air. Something's in the air. Whoa. To win the medal, and you work so hard that you knew you wouldn't settle. Hands are in the air, hands are in the air. When they hear you when you thought they wouldn't listen, it's like an anthem that the whole world's singing. Hands are in the air, hands are in the air. Whoa. Something big, I feel it happening.
heartbeat, the ground will shake. If we clap our hands, the walls will break. Yo, so loud, won't forget our names. Cause something big is happening. Big this spark can start a fire. Raise this up, we're feeling high. They can't tell us anything. Something big is happening. I think I feel it happening. Out of my control. Pushing, pulling, and it's grabbing me.
With the Nat and Drew Show.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right, till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
Good morning. It is Nat and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. Producer Sammy here too. Drew's off today. Is this cute or is this tacky? A grandma baby shower. It's similar to a regular baby shower, except instead of celebrating the mom-to-be, the guest of honor is the grandma-to-be who's anticipating the arrival of their very first grandchild.
Aww.
This is a trend. The grandma baby shower. Some say they can be practical. It helps set up first-time grandmothers with baby gear that they'll use when the grandchild is visiting or in their care. And then they're celebratory as well. It is a new time of life for some people. The first time that you welcome a grandchild into the world, you apparently get a party as well. And then other people are like, it's a bit much. And also it depends on who's throwing the shower. It can't take away from, you know, the mom to be, the parents to be. It can't, if you've already been invited to one shower, you can't be invited to the other shower. It's too much. That's too big of an ask for people. But Aaron, what do you think?
I love it.
I knew it.
I love it. Are you kidding me? Come on. Like, just one more shower to throw. Hooray. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, if I think about myself in that position, though, I think you, so if I, if Ainsley or Charlotte win, hopefully they have children. If I'm sitting there at the shower and it's the grandma shower and I'm getting a bunch of stuff for babies, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm looking after that kid a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
I think that's the only way you get one if you're going to be the caregiver. Yep. Like, you're going to be like a part-time, like, you're taking care of the baby, you know, during work time.
If you just want to be like a weekend grandma, like maybe once a month.
Then no shower for you.
Yeah. Sammy, you're a mom as well.
Yeah.
What do you think? If your mom had also got a grandma shower as you're getting your baby shower, it's your first baby. Yeah. You turn around and your mom's getting a party too.
I would first of all be like, excuse me, it's my time. It's my spotlight. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's actually cute. I love any excuse to celebrate and throw a party. So that's adorable. I mean, there's definitely less to set up for a grandma. Like, you don't really, you truly need a diaper genie for grandma's house, like, just, you know what I mean? But I think it's cute if you want to celebrate. I mean, even if it's just like a group of their girlfriends or whatever, getting together, having some wine, celebrating this new journey, I just think it's lovely.
I think that's different. I think that's that the way you just said it right there, that's lovely. Like, your girlfriends want to take you out and say congratulations, and you go for a brunch or whatever, and you have some like mimosas and go like, hey, we can drink booze, we're not doing it, and you celebrate this new but the idea of, in my mind, the idea of setting up a separate party for a grandma to be doesn't, like, you know, I don't really get that. I think that's a big ask.
I think it's fun, Nat. I do. Like, I think any chance, I'm with you, Sammy, like any chance to, you know, sit people in a circle and they have to guess what's on the, you know, they have to write down what's on the silver tray.
Yeah.
And then, like, play a game, right? I just think, I think that's so much fun. I know you hate that. Like, look at you gagging.
I mean, there might not be like,
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, there might not be like a diaper cake involved in this one.
Yeah.
But,
I also kind of think, you know, but it depends. Like, if I'm sitting in some grandma's 5,000 square foot house, I'm like, you know what, grandma? I'm not sure whether I need to give you a bunch of gifts right now.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
But that's just me. What do you think? Do you think the grandma shower, which actually is a new trend, is it cute and tasteful or is it tacky? You can text us at 103-535, or of course you can always call 604-280-1.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Did you know that Shania was performing in nightclubs when she was like 8? Truly shocking. Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, or Boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Hey.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes, because Brisbane, Australia is just one sleep away. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure in Queensland, because you're one sleep away from saying g'day to the out-of-this-world outback and one sleep from the Great Barrier Reef. Wander where the wildlife is a lot wilder. The rainforests are 180 million years old, and the turquoise gorges are paradise to kayak. Fly nonstop and wake up in Brisbane, Queensland with Air Canada.
Nice travels.
Critics agree How to Train Your Dragon is one of the best live-action remakes ever. This Friday.
Toothless.
You ready?
The legend comes to life.
I'm the first Viking who wouldn't kill a dragon.
First to ride one, though.
Come on!
How to Train Your Dragon in theaters Friday. Get tickets.
Supply.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy a refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Woo. Summer's booming with summer drink days.
Excludes flavored iced coffee. I participate in McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Test your detective skills with Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. The game is afoot in the genre-defining whodunit at the Arts Club Granville Island stage, June 26th to August 10th. For over 70 years, the longest-running play in history has kept audiences guessing. Can you solve the world-famous mystery? Give it a shot, but remember, no spoilers. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. The Mousetrap. That's artsclub.com.
Announcing the retirement sale at Creative Goldsmiths in Langley. After 53 years and three generations, they are just days away from closing their doors forever. This is it. See them today and pay just 51 cents on the dollar or less on all beautiful in-stock jewelry. Every single item must go. Hurry in for best selection.
Time is running out. Every piece is just 51 cents on the dollar. The retirement sale on now at Creative Goldsmiths on the bypass in Langley.
Everyone loves an easy call, like shopping local, because local businesses build community, create Canadian jobs, and strengthen the BC economy. At VanCity, our communities are at the heart of everything we do. That's why, for a limited time, new VanCity EnviroVisa cardholders get 5% back in rewards points when they shop local. Together, we can support local businesses and make a difference. Join VanCity and help your community thrive. Shop local and bank with VanCity. It's an easy call. Visa terms and conditions apply.
The Big Check event is on now at Sport Check. From June 5th to 18th, shop savings up to 60% off. Find amazing deals on golf, bikes, shoes, and more. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. An outrageous half-hour comedy with the heroes we need now more than ever. Canadian superheroes.
Canadian superheroes?
Yes, Canadian superheroes. Starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders.
You just pissed off the wrong maple tree.
And Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll.
Super Team Canada, new series, stream now. Only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
It's back. And it's big. Monster Days at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments. We're roaring for the whole month of June with all sorts of in-store and online specials. And 6 months no-interest financing. Plus, special events every Saturday, including half-price rental day and customer appreciation day. Monster Days, all month long, only at Long & McQuaid.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to longandmcquaid.com to find out more.
I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Well, we've had some ongoing situations in Surrey. It's been a busy morning in that part of the world. We still have one problem, and it is, actually, guess what? They've cleared it all up. So no stalls or accidents right now. We do have some construction in Langley, Highway 1 eastbound at 216th Street. There's a traffic pattern change there. The HOV lane ends and merges right into the left lane. That's the only place where we've got some snarls right now. Canadian Tire in support of Jumpstart. Jumpstart helps families overcome financial barriers to sport and play. Donate this Jumpstart month at jumpstart.canadiantire.ca. We've got sunshine ahead, another beautiful hot day. The high will be 22, 23 at the water, 28 in the valley. Right now, 15 degrees.
Find table space to stay. Your social grace is bar your head. They're pious here, but you and I, we're pioneers. We make our own rules, our own room. No bias here. Let them sell what they are selling. There's no bias here. So gather all the rebels now. We'll rebel rouse and sing aloud. We don't care what they say. No way, no way.
Show.
What do you think? Do you think this trend is touching or tacky? Grandma baby showers. The idea is to support grandmas on, you know, when it's their first time entering in grandmahood. Not to take away from the mom's baby shower, but the idea is that maybe grandma's going to need some things as well. And this is actually a real trend that's been happening. Alex has been patiently waiting to weigh in, 604-280-1035. What are your thoughts on this grandma baby shower thing?
I think it could be a good idea, especially as a mom who has to bring things. Like, you know, you have to think of all the things you have to bring to your mom's house. Like, just to go visit for an hour. Mm-hmm. Grab a baby bouncer. Grab this playpen. Grab this, grab that. I think it could be a good idea.
So I am not a parent, but both Aaron and Sammy are. And you guys, you'd have to pack up a lot of stuff when you go traveling with these kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a carload.
But like, so should, you know, because Aaron, when your kids were young, I didn't have stuff over at my place for Ainsley or Charlotte. Should I have? Like,
that would have been nice. It sure would have been nice. But, you know, I think it's just one of those, it would be a thoughtful thing to do for a first time grandma as well, right? Mm-hmm. If the kids are going to be over at her place a lot.
We have this text, so you didn't leave your name at 103535. I think the grandma baby shower is too much. I also think showers for the second baby is too much. The first baby gets a shower. I don't know. Like, it's a...
I kind of agree with that.
Interesting.
Like, I think it's supposed to just be the first baby.
Yeah. Right?
You go crazy and set the family up to have a baby. And then if they have another one, lucky they've already got everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then the second baby gets all the used stuff.
That's right.
What if the second baby's like, I don't want a used
guess
by Virginie.
What, kid?
They'll be an earth warrior because they're reusing and recycling.
Yeah.
Michelle sent us a text saying that my mom was thrown a grandbaby shower by her coworkers and staff, and they felt that she had been really generous through all their pregnancies, and they wanted to repay her generosity.
Aww. Love that.
So I do get that. Like, I do feel like if you feel somebody's always been there and they're always, you know, like buying a gift and making the cake,
if you can
mark something special in their life. So, okay, Michelle. All right. I'll give you that. Pippa is standing by. Pippa, you think that the grandma baby shower is a good idea?
Absolutely. When I was becoming a nana for the first time, like 6 years ago, my coworkers, I was like over the moon excited to be a nana. Like, it was the best thing. I got to be there when she was born. It was incredible. So my friends at work threw me a nana shower, and it was touching and sweet and fun, and it was awesome. Like, awesome.
How many gifts did you get?
I think I got like a couple gift cards and then just some small things. Like, I didn't want it to be like a big, and we had already bought a ton of stuff for our house, to be quite honest.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So did you get gift cards to baby stores, or did you get like gift cards to the liquor store?
The liquor store would have been appropriate, but, like to Walmart or places like that where we could pick up like things for my daughter if she needed them, or things for our house if we needed it, and things like that.
All right. Thank you, Pippa. Okay. Maybe I've changed my mind a little bit, but not Dawn, who sent us a message. Dawn said, this is the most ridiculous thing I've heard all week.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt, somehow it doesn't hurt though. Guess you're still holding on. You told your friends you want me dead and said that I did everything wrong. And you're not wrong. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. So great, my heart is still your place, babe. Guess I still feel the same. No, you can't stand my face. Some scars you can't erase, babe. Guess you still feel the same. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on.
Love to know. to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me than forget me.
And iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minute on the way, the at work edition at 9:35. Let's give you the answer to question one and help you win $1,000. The answer is the Pussycat Dolls. The Pussycat Dolls. Okay, good luck. That's coming up. Before that, though, of course, we got to do a little throwback throwdown action. That is on the way in just a few minutes. After the Spice Girls on Move.